real clouds are the passion of Gavin Preter-Penny. He founded the Cloud Appreciation Society. Its motto is Look Up and Wonder. And that gives you an idea of what Mr. Preter-Penny thinks about clouds. He'll take a cloudy day over a sunny day any day. Gavin Preter-Penny's new book is called The Cloud Collector's Handbook. Gavin joins us from Somerset, England. What, first of all, is cloud collecting?
Well, I guess it's just noticing them for starters. I mean, I don't think you have to own something. I don't think you have to be able to put it in a cabinet to collect it. In this book, there are bits where you can write down the different cloud types that you spot, and you note down where you saw them, what the conditions were like at the time. So there's a kind of nerdy collecting element. But, you know, cloud collecting to me is really something about noticing and appreciating these things above us, which are so omnipresent and so everyday that we become blind to them.
Right. I mean, some people go bird watching, you go cloud watching. How many clouds do you think you've seen total, different clouds total in your lifetime?
Oh, God. I mean, really, every cloud is unique. We try and put them in these pigeonholes. We give them names like, you know, the cumulus cloud, which is the puffy, clumpy one you see on a sunny day, or the cirrus cloud, the high streaks of ice crystals. We give them these names, but each one is always in flux. And so it's really sort of man's desire to name things. In reality, every cloud is unique. So I've seen, who knows how many, who knows how many I've seen. But in terms of the ones, you know, all the different ones in this book, I mean, there are
there's some pretty dramatic,
many different types.
Yeah, there's some pretty dramatic clouds here I've never even heard of or seen or thought about it. There's a Kelvin Helmholtz, the crown jewel in any cloud collection. What's a Kelvin Helmholtz cloud look like?
If you were to imagine what the favorite cloud of a surfer would be, I think it would be the Kelvin Helmholtz wave cloud, because it looks like a series of breaking waves, one next to the other, and each one curling over at the top like a kind of breaker, like a pipe on the north shore of Hawaii. So they're very dramatic.
I mean, they almost look man-made, like a sky pilot went up there and drew these clouds in the sky. Where would you see these?
Well, you see them all over. In fact, what causes them is when you have the wind that's above the layer of cloud being kind of quite different from the wind that is below the layer of cloud. And when these two winds are at different speeds, you get like a shearing effect in between the two. Causes undulations to develop in the layer of cloud, rising and falling top sort of surface of the cloud. And if that difference in the two winds is just right, then the tops of these undulations can be sort of turned over in these vortices. So the process is rather different from a breaking wave at the shore, but they look just like breaking waves at the shore. And you get high points for these. All the different clouds you can spot in the book, you get points for. The Kelvin Helmholtz cloud is the highest scoring cloud in the book because it's quite rare, and when you see it, it only hangs around for a few minutes. It's fleeting.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about those points. So you accumulate these points, and who do you share those points with, and what do you win with all the points you get?
You win a greater appreciation and understanding of the sky.
Which is a good prize.
How about that for a prize?
Yeah, it's a really good prize.
And you... Well, I guess, you know, one thing I thought was funny, I thought it was a funny idea to have points, all right, because the idea of there being a kind of competitive nature of cloud gazing amused me. And the act of watching the clouds, in many senses, it's the opposite of the kind of competitive nature of the modern world.
Right.
It's kind of stepping away from that. And it's like a kind of moment of meteorological meditation to step out of your concerns down here on the ground and tune in to what's going on up in the sky. So it's, you know, it's good. It's a good way of slowing yourself down for a few minutes.
Gavin Preter-Penny's new book is The Cloud Collector's Handbook. You can see some of the clouds from the book at theworld.org, or, hey, just go outside, look up at the sky and see for yourself. Gavin, thanks very much.
It's great to speak to you.